for your enjoyment, the Lifetime Channel will be playing back-to-back reruns of The Nanny and The Golden Girls all day, with a break in between for the Montel Williams Christmas special. We are sorry, but due to the incident with Mrs. Von Keef and the pharmaceutical rep, we will no longer be featuring Fatal Attraction on our big screen. As a matter of fact, we will not show any films whatsoever featuring Miss Glenn Close, as it causes some of our ladies to experience flashbacks. Please remain seated. Someone will come for your arbitrarily angry ass when it is time for your appointment. Please know that our doctors and staff wear the traditional green scrubs as a reminder to you that your cash dollars will be due at the end of your visit with us today. We hope you enjoy your experience with us, and please leave your comics at the desk after you have paid your bill. And have a blessed day.
That goes for all of us. Have a blessed day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a
stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Senators at President Trump's impeachment trial asked more written questions today.
Trump lawyer Alan Dershowitz argued that if the president did something he believed would help him get reelected in the national interest,
that cannot be the kind of quid pro quo that results in impeachment.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said if Republicans block additional witnesses, they're going against the will of the American people.
They may be held accountable.
A final showdown on witnesses expected tomorrow.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's in London to talk trade with the United Kingdom tomorrow night, withdrawing from the European Union.
We intend to put the United Kingdom at the front of the line.
Secretary Pompeo meeting with Prime Minister Boris Johnson to also express security concerns about the United Kingdom planning to use a Chinese tech company to build part of a high-speed wireless network. America's listening to Fox News.
What we're going to play in just a minute is today's conundrum. That'll be worth a $10 Bistro gift card. Mm-hmm. Like that rock and roll starts to the hour.
It's a kickstart. That's a real kickstart.
8:05.
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
There were fog issues earlier, but I'm scanning all the area airports. That's where we get observations, and I don't see any problems at all. Yeah, sunshine will dominate today, a warmer day with a high around 63. Clouds will increase tonight. I think we're dry. If you have evening plans, no problemo, but there could be some showers in the wee hours of the morning, overnight low 45. Tomorrow, showers are likely from time to time, much like yesterday. Same kind of storm system cruising along the northern Gulf Coast. Mid-50s tomorrow, near 60 on Saturday. I think we're dry Saturday. You know, I can't say there won't be a shower somewhere on the radar, but I've got the rain chances about 10%. Then on Super Bowl Sunday, it is nice. We're talking about sunshine, 66, something like that. Boy, oh boy. And then near 70 on Monday, we're still dry. Scattered showers return Monday night into Tuesday. Right now this morning, northeast winds at 5 miles per hour. It looks nice outside of our studios here. 43 degrees at 8:07. Well, Plumbing by Lukewire. Well, they've been in business now for about 25 years. Well, the heating and air conditioning part, they've been around since 1976. But for over two decades, their plumbing department has been second to none. Anything from a leaky faucet to a broken pipe to, well, whatever. It could be even you're having problems with your garbage disposal, whatever. They can take care of you because plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. And they never charge overtime regardless of when you call. So now it's a no-brainer at my house. You know, I'm going to call Plumbing by Lukewire, and they're going to pick up the phone and say when they're on their way, and they're going to sit down and diagnose the problem and tell you this is what it's going to cost, and then they're going to go fix it for you. As they say at Plumbing by Lukewire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call, 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the Plumbing tab, and their Alabama certification number is 84417.
All right, should we start a conundrum?
You want to?
Let's talk about kids. Okay. Something that they spend in North America. That would include everything above the equator, right?
Including Deetsville and,
yes.
And Greater Owosso.
Okay. Kids in North America spend close to $500 million on this every year.
Ooh.
What is this item?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's right. I want to know the answer to the question,
kids,
see?
Call us and give us the answer, yeah.
Call me or we'll rub you out. So what is this item? Kids, this is a key part of the clue. 272-9228. 272-9228. And when we're in a delicate condition like the one we are today, I know some of you like to sit back and just torment us a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, then we get the momentum rolling like we did the last couple of days, and it's all fine. We have a nice end of the reek.
End of the
reek. Grand Prize wine tomorrow. Don't miss it. You could win all kinds of prizes. You're just going to love it. Our end of the reek. Grand Prize drawing only on News Talk 93.1.
This show starts.
You know, they tell you when you make the mistake, you just roll with it. You just keep.
Right. You sound ridiculous.
I am ridiculous.
This show reeks.
272-9228. Kids in North America spend close to $500 million on this every year. 272-9228. I see the first call is starting to drip. Come in.
Drip.
So Jay's gonna. And I know he's got the fire in his belly. Get in my belly.
Who's this?
To handle a very busy phone this morning.
Great.
Yeah.
$500 million. All right, and while he's doing that, a quick thank you to our friends James Garrett and Tommy Johnson at Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka for the amazing work they do. We thank them not only for supporting the show, but the work, the things they invent and create at their workshop to help people recover or regain choices from one of life's most impossible situations, a loss of mobility. And most often, it happens very abruptly, a car wreck. They treat a lot of our heroes coming home from serving our country. And there's no one-size-fits-all approach because each situation is different. The recovery is different. The upside on the recovery is different. They just work with it. Their workshop at 1647 Coosa River Parkway is a nonstop house of invention as they look to restore choices to lives that have been so adversely affected. Look them up and like them on Facebook when you have a second and just like them. Thank them for the great work they do. Gulf States Mobility, 514-6590, and again, 1647 Coosa River Parkway, the pride of Wetumpka. Now that's the kind of phone response we like to see, especially on a day where our middle name is...
I'm dying over here.
And we start with Buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Good morning, Greg, Richard, Jay. I hope y'all get better, man.
Thanks. I'm actually best of them. Go ahead.
Jay, I might have to get you to help me with this, but I'm going to say that them Xbox cars that you have to buy to get your points going forward.
Oh, Xbox cars.
Okay. Xbox cards.
You know, cards.
The cards.
Cards.
Oh.
Good guess. Very hip, very timely. But not the answer
we need. Have a great day, guys.
Thanks. Don't forget our Grand Prize Dwine tomorrow, though.
The Dwine.
272-9228 Hard Show.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
All right, great. I'm going to guess apps.
Apps.
Ooh.
Yes.
Not that kind of app.
No. It's not the winning answer, but it's a very good guess. Should we give a hint?
No, we had two calls. We've had two calls.
I don't have a lot of patience.
But you want it over with?
No.
I mean, what are we going to do?
If you want, I would just give the answer like I have done before. And see if...
Thanks, Hard Show.
No hints yet.
Okay.
Two calls.
Jenny.
Hey.
Is it cell phones?
Cell phones. No, not that.
All right.
It's a good guess.
It's more of a kiddie kind of thing.
Yeah, it's the key word here is kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go off the wall here and just say hair product.
Hair products.
Why not? You know, we're talking $500 million here. That makes sense. Yeah. It's a good guess. All right, so we have now blown through our first four callers.
All right, so if we say kitties, you know, that...
Yeah, I see what you mean.
This is easy.
A $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
I know it. This is it's a great prize. It's a great prize. It's a great prize. Here's another call. Here's another call. Another call coming in.
We'll take this call.
Hello.
All right.
No, we won't.
Okay. Well, let's chew on this for a minute and we'll come back.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey says she tripped over her dog Tuesday night and fractured her shoulder. A spokesperson says she'll be wearing a sling as she recovers, but the injury will not impact her duties as governor. Corrections officials say Home and Prison in Atmore will be largely shut down because of ongoing infrastructure and sewage issues. Officials say maintenance crews were struggling to maintain sewer and electrical systems housed beneath the main prison building. 617 inmates will now be moved to other state prisons. And Op City schools will be closed Thursday and Friday because of increased flu cases in students and staff. Extracurricular activities have also been canceled. While closed, schools will be cleaned and sanitized. Classes resume on February 3rd. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
All right, we got a bunch of folks ready to take a shot at this conundrum. Something that kids in North America spend close to $500 million on every year. Am I reading this right? Is this Hilton?
Mm-hmm. Hey, Hilton. Hi.
I have peanut butter schmutz in my glass. I can't see too well. Hilton.
Hello, you there? Hello. Ahoy.
Do you remember anything about Hilton?
No.
Kid?
No.
Here's Billy.
Hey, Billy.
Hey, I think I got answered.
Okay,
question.
What do you got?
Get the price ready for me.
Yep, okay.
What you got? Skateboards and yo-yos.
What was the first thing? I got yo-yos. What was the first thing?
I guess I'm about 30 years too late then.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's okay, though, Billy. It's a good guess, and you're qualified for the Gwen Pythe drawing tomorrow.
It's not it.
News talkers.
Jay.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, how about candy?
Candy.
Oh, candy.
Yeah, that's the best answer so far, buddy.
Very good.
That is a very, very good answer, but we can't accept that in that form.
Easily the best.
Okay.
Hey, thanks.
All right. But you're in the ballpark there. You are in the ballpark, and Eduardo? You're in the mezzanine. What the hell is that?
So is it food related then?
Well, all we can tell you is that candy was a good guess.
I was gonna say Fortnite.
Yeah, that's definitely a big deal answer for now, but that's not what we're looking for. Nope. Thanks.
Very hostile group.
Hey, they're all.
Brandon.
Brandon. Hey.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Ice cream.
That's good. That's good. Good. So candy and ice cream were good. It's not either of those two. They're a great answer, so.
As you're trying now, maybe this is Benjamin here on line one.
Hey, Benjamin. Do you know the answer, Benjamin?
Is the answer video games?
Oh, see, that's been guessed already. Do you have another answer, buddy?
Yeah, the best guess was candy.
Best guess was candy. What do you think? What could it be? Any idea?
Is it food?
Well, it's not food, but that's It's not food because it's not something you necessarily. No, I shouldn't say that.
It's not food.
It's not food.
But thank you, Benjamin. Back to the drawing board for young Benjamin. Here's Eduardo.
Hey, Eduardo.
Who's this?
Hello.
I think it's a bunch of crap is what they spend their money on.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of kids do.
They're spending $500 million on
what a bunch of crap.
Yeah. Thanks, Edward.
No.
It's not it, but thank you, Ed.
Hey, Cooter.
Cooter.
Hi.
I've got it.
All right.
They spend all their money on the Groundhog Weather app.
Cooter.
Cooter.
Hey, you can get a hard tell that I heard him all the way up here.
F is in Frank, Chris is in Sam.
But anyway, my answer is gum.
Gum?
What's the man catch about $500 million here on gum?
Guess what? That's it. Chewing gum. That's what kids in North America spend their money on.
Sorry.
Or how much? How many billions?
$500 million.
$500 million.
And
gum.
3 tons of it ends up under the school desk.
That's true.
Remember, I just thought of Juicy Fruit. When's the last time you had a stick of Juicy Fruit gum?
We were talking about that yesterday about, because Rosie was asking me about spearmint.
Uh-huh.
I like the gum, but I was thinking I haven't had spearmint gum in 20 years.
You don't see gum
commercials. One of my favorite songs is by the 1910 Fruit Gum Company.
Oh, yeah, Fruit Gum. Yeah, right.
Yo, they did a lot of classics.
Yeah.
We're hoping they're on the next Happy Together tour.
So spearmint, the white ones?
Yeah.
And remember Double Mint commercials?
Yes.
Double your pleasure, double your fun.
You sure do.
You said with a smile.
Did any of those Double Mint girls grow up to be famous?
We checked on that before, didn't we? They're like 107 now.
Yeah, a while back. Now they're rather senior, but they were in their day. They were
double
okay.
Double your pleasure.
Hold on there, Mum. This is Hilton.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Hilton. Hi.
Hey, we got a winner.
Yeah, I know you got a winner. Yeah, my guess was going to be chocolate.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
But I don't know of any chocolate chewing gum. I bet there is.
There is a chocolate chewing gum out there. I've tried it, and it's a bad experience.
That's not a good delivery mechanism for chocolate.
No, it is not.
Do they still sell bubble gum?
Double bubble, this that, and the other. That one's got the bubble tape.
Acuna with the Braves. He's always blowing bubbles, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Right. Anyway, we appreciate your call.
All right, you guys have a good day. Get better.
Take care. Thanks.
I guess it is. I can tell. We need improvement. I'm waiting for Jay to wrap up with this so we can.
Did you get an IV this week?
I did.
What day?
I got it on Monday, I think.
Okay, I was just curious.
I got you. Thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you got two.
Because I'd probably be even worse.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure it helped. There's no doubt about that. From an infusion, folks.
Jay, what are you doing in the phone all day over there?
Why don't you let somebody else in?
Somebody else.
Hey, somebody else. Yeah, see.
And now that you've been greatly weakened from taking all the information from our prize winner, it's your turn to talk about the Seafood Bistro.
Oh, I'd love to talk about the Seafood Bistro. That's a leftover conundrum that we haven't used yet. When we hit a bad one, we'll use that one. Seafood Bistro, located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. They open up at 11 a.m. today and every single day. That means on Super Bowl Sunday, they're going to open up at 11 a.m. or Big Game Sunday, whatever you want to call it. You can order from them, maybe have a big game party or a big game pre-party if you want to do that. Maybe you're not so much interested in the game and you just want to get together. Well, why not serve something different? Throw out the chips and dip. Throw out the wings, although they sell wings there. Go for a boil bag. Go for a bunch of boil bags. Have a low country boil. Or get a bunch of these appetizers and have dragon shrimp, fried pickles, calamari cheese sticks, the fried cheese curds. Oh, man. A fried cheese curd marathon. Be great. Anyway, check out the Seafood Bistro online at theseafoodbistro.com. That's their website. Make sure you have the word "the" in there. Theseafoodbistro.com.
Maybe you have a big crowd over for the lacrosse tournament.
Yeah. Or Puppy Bowl.
Puppy Bowl.
You know?
Puppy Bowl.
It's reasons to celebrate. Remember Bud Bowl?
Yeah.
God, they don't do that anymore, but I remember Bud Bowl.
That was fun the first 300 times they did it after.
Yeah. But anyway, theseafoodbistro.com. Use the delivery apps on your phone. You have it delivered right to your door if you're like me and don't like to go out in public at all, ever, then have it delivered. Or, you can just go by and see them at, like I said, Perry Hill Road, right down the street here from the station. It's the Seafood Bistro. Like and follow them on Facebook.
And if Jafe sees his shadow this weekend, we're going to have six more weeks.
I won't go outside, so I never will.
Yeah, but that only pertains to Prattville. It is 22 minutes after 8 o'clock. We'll be checking traffic shortly, and a Star is Born feature coming up.
The Porch Creek Indians can bring Alabama $1 billion. Funding education, better roads, job growth, without raising taxes. Don't let opportunity pass. This is your state, your decision, your moment. Don't settle for less. How can $1 billion shape our future? Speak up now at winningforalabama.com. Paid for by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
And now, a star is born. On January 30th, 1941, the world welcomed little baby Dick Cheney.
Here you go, Mom. He'll be the future president of the United States.
Don't you mean vice president?
Yeah, right.
Dick Cheney, a star is born.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Couple of accidents on I-85 southbound. One is just past Perry Hill. It's caused a slowdown in traffic all the way back past the Eastern Boulevard to about Bell Road. If you're in that, you will get by. Lanes are open, but it's going to take you just a minute or so. A second accident, I-85 southbound near Court Street. That's a minor one. Watch out there for emergency vehicles. 65 southbound looking pretty good right now. We've got moderate traffic around the boulevard. We still have some inbound traffic on the 31s. Atlanta Highway busy. Keep it right here. We're going to keep you updated, all right? The 2020s are here at Reinhardt Toyota. Don't worry about the weather. They'll bring the vehicle to you, and you can shop from the comfort of their giant showroom. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted at Reinhardt Toyota for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jake.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment. We have the largest selection of mid-size and compact construction machines available to rent to meet the demands of your business. From hard-working Cat mini excavators and wheel loaders to aerial lifts, air compressors, light towers, and much more. With the largest fleet in Alabama and Northwest Florida, we not only deliver the equipment to your job site, we offer the support you need to help keep you ahead of schedule and ahead of the competition. The Thompson Cat Rental Store. Just like you, we have what it takes. For specials and rental options, visit thompsoncat.com or contact your local sales representative.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The game is late on Super Sunday, a super party on a work night. By 9 o'clock, the party's shot. Gotta be up at the morning light. The halftime show, I gotta get up and go. These Sunday night parties suck. It's pretty lame, they don't move the game, but the NFL says tough luck. Oh, I've had enough with the explanation. It's just the way it's always been. Oh, Saturday night's alright for football. Sunday morning, I'll sleep in. I'll be hungover. We'll be right back.
Hoosier Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
I found this statistic electrifying. I really did.
Okay.
According to a Gallup poll, what people did with their leisure time activity, would you believe me? They found out that people go to the library more frequently than they go to movies.
Really?
Yep.
Still? Is that current?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah, this is 2019.
Interesting.
On a survey of leisure activities, Gallup found I can run down America's...
Bang, zoom!
Top five.
Number five.
Wow, that's loud. Visit a national or historical park.
Number four.
Saw live music or theater.
Number three.
Attended a live sporting event, like a biscuit game, and it won't be long. How many days till biscuits?
Oh, I don't have the countdown in front of me, but it's April 15th is the first home game.
Okay, 15, 36, and 2. It is 48 days away.
Number 2.
Saw a movie at a theater.
And number 1.
At the top of the list, going to the library.
Wow.
Going to the library.
In a world where people don't want to pay $12 to see a movie, a world for broke cheapskates with too much free time.
Excuse me, where's the nonfiction section?
Shh. Keep your voice down in the back near the periodicals.
It's the public library from the taxpayers who brought you the post office and the motor vehicle department. The public library will have your pulse pounding from start to finish.
Damn you, Dewey Decimal System! Damn you to hell!
Be quiet or I'll confiscate your library card.
Ah!
The Public Library, starring the guy who only comes in to use the bathroom, the chatty elderly woman who's just there to get out of the house, and of course, the creepy dude who visits adult websites on library computers with the sound turned up.
I can watch it on my phone, but this excites me more.
The Public Library, in towns everywhere. See them soon before budget cuts close them down.
I haven't been to one in a long time, but I was seriously pleased to see that people are still using libraries.
And
not just sitting at home like turnips in front of a TV set.
I've been asked to read for kids before at from library people asked me to come and read for children.
I did a whole tour. I partnered up with one of the local tutoring companies, and I went to schools all over the River Region to do stories, and then brought, and it was fun. It was a lot of fun. Yeah. Kids still like that. Some things are timeless. And plus, they do appreciate when an adult takes time to, and I'm a pretty good storyteller.
Oh, you are.
Look at the ones that I just...
No, I mean, that's what sets you apart from everybody else. I mean,
so that is news that I found electrifying, and I think it's a very good type of electrifying. That the library remains the top choice ahead of theaters, sporting events, historical parks, museums, gambling casinos. There's a couple of sinning items on this list. And thank you, Rosie, for bringing the tea this morning. Mr. Electric, 245-1566. Don't mess with electricity. I've got a new issue just in the last day, a flickering bulb over the bathroom tub. I don't know why it's flickering. I don't know what that means. I don't want to find out the so-called hard way, you know. There could be an issue there with the outlet, could be in the wiring. What you don't want to do is let a situation like that linger because electrical fires are swift and devastating. Get the master certified electrician, so Mr. Electric, out. On-time appointments when at your convenience, not theirs. To me, you're not a service industry if you're telling me when you can be there at your convenience. I'm not impressed. When can you be there at my convenience? That's what Mr. Electric does. And that's when your doorbell will ring. They assess the work that needs to be done, give you an upfront price, and that is what you will pay. Plus, any prep work or tidy up following the installation and repair, they take care of that. So all you're left is with the great result you called for to begin with. Super people. You never have to think about who to call for any type of electrical repair, service, installation, or need. Mr. Electric, 245-1566. Or MrElectric.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
This is going to be a day much like Tuesday. Remember, there were foggy moments on Tuesday morning. Not so many this morning, but then sunshine took over. What a great day it was, and I think this will be a great day. With a high temperature up to about 63. Clouds increasing tonight, but if you have evening plans, no problem. It's going to be fine until maybe a couple of showers in the wee hours in the morning, low 45. Tomorrow, showers are likely. Another Gulf Coast disturbance. High in the mid-50s. Saturday, I've got us dry, but I'll be honest, rain chances are not exactly zero, but they're close enough to zero where I think we'll be dry. High around 60. Super Bowl Sunday is perfecto. It's what I call my pick of the litter day with a high around 60. No, I beg your pardon. I think we'll be around 66 with plenty of sunshine. And groundhogs report to work that day, okay? Near 70 on Monday, we're dry. Right now, northeast winds at 5. It's 43 degrees. At 8:33, talk to you about our friends at Montgomery Paint and Body. They're my friends because, I've been going there for over three decades. Several vehicles. When you see Donnie or Brandon, have them tell you a story about some of the vehicles I brought in over the years. They remember them all. They're meticulous, and that's why I keep going back. I went to their old location back off the Northeastern Bypass. Right now, they're on the Eastern Bypass off of East Shirley Lane. I keep coming back because they are, their attention to detail is amazing. No shortcuts, all right? And that's why they work well with the insurance companies as well. And that's why they've been in business for about 35 years, and they're going to be in business for many, many more decades. I'm sure of it. Their phone number is easy because when you have an accident, you know, you go scattered brain. 27-WRECK with a W. That's easy to remember. 27-WRECK with a W. Montgomery Paint and Body, the folks that will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
Well, good morning. Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update. Got a couple of accidents on I-85 southbound. One is at South Court Street. We're hoping that that one is out of the way. Another accident just past Perry Hill Road on 85 southbound. It has traffic in the slow motion mode all the way back past Eastern Boulevard, almost to Bell Road. So use caution there. Just be patient. You'll get by. We've got moderate traffic around the boulevard. All over town, we're light to moderate. Please be cautious out there. Buckle up and be safe on this Thursday. Well, are you looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Corrections officials say Holman Prison in Atmore will be largely shut down because of ongoing infrastructure and sewage issues. Officials say maintenance crews were struggling to maintain sewer and electrical systems housed beneath the main prison building. 617 inmates will now be moved to other state prisons. Governor Kay Ivey says she tripped over her dog Tuesday night and fractured her shoulder. A spokesperson says she'll be wearing a sling as she recovers, but the injury will not impact her duties as governor. And Op City schools will be closed Thursday and Friday because of an increase in flu cases in students and staff. Extracurricular activities have also been canceled. While closed, the schools will be cleaned and sanitized. Classes resume on February 3rd. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
All right, so the governor tripped over her dog?
Yeah. And fractured her shoulder.
I mean, it can happen.
And my dog ate my homework.
Again? No wonder we had no weather.
Hey, I mentioned February 3rd. I was going to tell you, that's the date that the that documentary on HBO comes out about McMillions.
Oh.
February 3rd.
Okay.
Monday night. So you can watch it on Tuesday if you have an HBO Go thing or whatever.
I do.
And if you have a DVD player, you can record it on. Then I can watch it. I can't afford HBO.
Write it off on your taxes.
Good point. Can I get that in the state? I mean, how can I talk about McMillions on the radio on a show that's entertainment-driven if I can't see it? So I got to buy it. So therefore, my fellow taxpayers, I hereby requisition you to provide me with the with what I need to do a competent job.
Let me just say this about that.
Yep. All right.
I can't do any impressions when I'm like this.
I've
got nobody that I can sound like.
I am trying to sound so much better than I actually feel it.
I'm just trying to stay awake. Good Lord.
Our listeners are smart, though. They know we're faking it.
You think so?
Faking it. Oh, that was David Naughton from the 80s.
I was thinking of Simon and Garfunkel. Another song called Faking It. You remember that? If she goes, she's gone. Never mind.
It's Simon, Garfunkel, and Thomas. Only on his Talk 93.1 FM. Stupid news next.
Yep. It's Tiffany Coleman again to tell you how I met my husband, Jeff Coleman. He's the one running for Congress. We met at the University of Alabama. He was a capstone man, a leader on campus. I'd heard all about Jeff Coleman. And what I really admired was how people said that he was smart, respectful, and a gentleman. We went on a blind date and dated all through college. I had a ring on my finger my entire senior year. And I learned one thing that no one had told me. Jeff was fun. And I love to laugh. He even has fun growing his business. I'll tell you about that next time.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Having a drink, I don't get it.
It's time.
It is time.
Time for...
Stupid.
News.
News.
What news?
Stupid.
News.
Let's go.
Hi, I'm your stupid news anchor, Greg Budell.
Yes, you are.
Our top stupid news story, another one of those surveys has been done, this one on Valentine's Day.
Our survey said...
1 in 5 single people think it should be canceled. You don't have to cancel it. You got Brian's jewelry. If that's the issue, if it's the pressure of the gift, you can take care of it that way. 43% of single people say they feel a ton of pressure to get into a relationship when Valentine's Day comes around. And that's no good because you know it's wrong. So you're not really happy. And you're also engaging someone else and their time in your misery. What's causing all this pressure? Society's expectations, the commercialization around Valentine's Day, and social media, far and away the runaway source of pressure for Valentine's Day.
Hey, can we mention that there's a saint that just came to the station a little while ago and brought us some tea, some honey and lemon tea.
Saint Rosie the
Unlimited. Saint Rosie, who is up for beatification.
Yeah. And this is, which tea is this today?
Oh, it's
green tea.
Wonderful. It's just incredible. It's already got the honey and lemon mixed in.
Green tea with lemon and honey.
It's warm. It's just perfect.
The next round of emojis will feature a ninja, some bugs, an accordion.
Hey.
I may make that my, what do you call my your avatar? Squeeze box. A boomerang and a non-gendered Santa. Well, that's where you lose me.
How do you have what is a non-gendered Santa?
This is a fantasy of the social justice warriors. If you watch TV... Mm-hmm. Commercial TV. Take a look at the commercials. Take a look at the hidden messages in them. The virtue signaling that's going on. It's really out of control. It really is. There's a $500 million mansion in Los Angeles. Most expensive house in the U.S., but they need a buyer. I don't know. Well, if anybody could, it would be Eddie Bader, right?
Right.
A developer there is putting the finishing touches on a house. Here's what it features for $500
million.
It's 100,000 square feet, includes a bowling alley, nightclub, 30-car garage, a 45-seat IMAX theater. This is your house. A 5,000-square-foot master bedroom and a moat.
You did say a nightclub.
Yes.
And a 30-car garage.
I mean, in Chicago, it was a big deal if you had a basement bar. Here's a house that's got a whole nightclub built into it. Let's see. The current record price for a piece of real estate is, what do you think? Take a guess.
For that?
Most expensive piece of home ever sold so far to date in the U.S.
You got to go because I can't even think.
$900 million.
It's a penthouse in Manhattan that sold for $238. So this house that's going on the market is double that.
Right.
Call Morris Capuano if you're interested.
Yeah, but you only have to put 10% down, though, right?
I'm not sure how it works out on that, but Morris can answer it. Oh, and by the way, Morris, thank you for joining us at Baumhauer's last night. It was great to see you, buddy.
If you got a VA loan on that one.
He's coming in, by the way. Mortgage interest rates are, like, going even lower, if you can believe that. So if you're still renting and you haven't talked to Morris.
What was the highest rate that you paid in the 80s?
17.9.
But it did go even higher, didn't it? I mean, are there some that were...
If it did, wow. I don't know who was nutty enough to buy that price. Yeah. But that's why I lost that house. Because and that's the difference between this great economy today and the Reagan economy. Interest rates were still coming down then. Mm-hmm. Now you could get a house at a little over 3, I guess, and still have plenty of money per month left over. But at 10 3/8, the payment was twice what it would be today.
And in Montgomery, Alabama, you can buy a lot of home for a reasonable amount of money.
I think we're enjoying that right now. Yep. Our house, it's nice. It's a nice place. Got a pretty good-sized property. Just happened to be sits that way in the cul-de-sac, but that house would cost $1 million.
And think about
in any non-kill zone in South Florida.
The taxes, the property tax.
That's where people, you see, this is where they get you, folks. Yeah, we got our 10% grocery tax and stuff. Mm-hmm. The real estate taxes here are...
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Hilariously low. But don't worry, we're going to have... What's that tax? The occupational tax. Yeah, they'll find new ways to take your money.
Don't say that.
We have our Morning Room nominees coming up in just a moment. If, speaking of homes, sometimes you need a new roof. Most of the time, if you see a stain in the ceiling, it's not a new roof. It's just your house settling. Cracks develop, and water gets in, especially during a heavy rain or a wind-driven rain. It's not the end of the world. Call Jones Brothers and get the straight scoop. That's what they deliver every single time at 800-264-8009. They will dispatch somebody out, one of their experts, to trace the origin of the water, where it came in, reseal that area, dispatch a painter to touch it up, and that's it. But they offer so many other services that are worth consideration. Energy-efficient windows and doors. They've done screen doors for our home, and they do a magnificent job installing and paint matching every single phase of it. And they can even do a screened-in, add some recreation space to your home with a screened-in enclosure. With a roofing material that makes it usable year-round because it reflects the heat back into the sky where it belongs. JBRoof.com has it all on display, including 3 roofs they redid to make sure they left a satisfied customer behind. Nobody knows it better after 8 decades plus than Jones Brothers. 800-264-8009.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Well, good morning. Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update. Got a couple of accidents on I-85 southbound. One is at South Court Street. We're hoping that one is out of the way. Another accident just past Perry Hill Road on 85 southbound. It has traffic in the slow motion mode all the way back past Eastern Boulevard, almost to Bell Road. So use caution there. Just be patient. You'll get by. We've got moderate traffic around the boulevard. All over town, we're light to moderate. Please be cautious out there. Buckle up and be safe on this Thursday.
Well, are you looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Mr. Sandman. Okay, folks, the new year is here, and I have to close out a great selection of really nice mattresses. The factories are discontinuing many of my most popular models, and I have to liquidate much of my huge inventory fast. Serta, Jameson, Sutherland, and other floor samples and fresh inventory are reduced. Twins, twin longs, fulls, queens, and kings are in stock, as well as beds, headboards, and adjustable bases. We sell frames and all-size foundations to replace those old squeaky ones in your child's room. All my diamond mattress floor samples must be replaced so you can save hundreds. I have many one-of-a-kind king mattresses to liquidate. Serta's from $319, a Jameson latex mat for $599, thick pillow tops from $449 while supplies last. Mr. Sandman has been voted the area's favorite mattress store for 20 years because we have great mattresses, always discounted, and more choices in stock. We have two locations on the Atlanta Highway with different selections, so shop both sides open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hello. This is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And if he sees his shadow, it's gonna be winter still. The 2nd of February, we'll see what he has to say. Hope he doesn't get scared so winter finally goes away. Will Phil see his shadow and then be afraid, or will he stay outside? If he goes back in, it will be such a shame. Phil is to blame. Groundhog, the predictor of the winter, frozen with ice. And I just want the weather to have been nice. If he sees it, it stays freezing. Phil goes and hides, yeah. Ooh. Groundhog, come outside and don't be frightened. Don't go inside, cause I just want the weather to have been nice. He's a rodent and he knows when it is springtime. And I just want the weather to be nice.
That's a good bass riff, isn't it? News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, The Gump. Let's bring in former Ayatollah Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. We don't like being political in this one, but above and beyond the regular level of stupidity we expect from Chuck Schumer. He has a guest in the gallery. Now, this is all about presidential corruption, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Chuck Schumer's guest had to be evicted from the gallery because he's currently a criminal defendant accused of serious felonies and was wearing an ankle monitor. This is the guy Chuck Schumer invites to the impeachment.
Talk about association, right?
I think there's a little, if nothing else, hypocrisy in that. Are those 30 cell phones in your pants, or are you just happy to see me? This happened in Amsterdam. A 34-year-old guy there was arrested. The police found the man had 30 cell phones in his shorts, and they also believed that he's part of a roving gang of thieves. I don't know what would make them think that.
Well, either that or a drug dealer, right? With those burn phones, right?
This is at a Sum 41 concert. Total of 50 phones reported missing, but he only had 30 of them in his particular pants. But bulges like that are going to attract the wrong kind of attention. And then finally, and we have some audio for our third and final, a Wisconsin man who once called 911 for help in dealing with a snoring woman in his bed has now been arrested for dialing police dispatchers and asking if they wanted to fool around.
It's like I'm trying to wake her up and she won't wake up.
And she's snoring like a train?
Snoring like a train.
Did you bring her home with you?
Well, I assume so.
Okay, have you both been drinking tonight?
Well, I have.
I don't know why I knew he did. I knew before he said he was drinking.
That was just one of many calls he made regarding this particular snoring woman to police in Waukesha. He was ultimately arrested.
You mean you can't call 911 on a snoring?
No, after your first snoring complaint. I see. You got to wait for the...
I don't know. What do you think, Jay, the Schumer with the guest, the 30 cell phone...
The ankle monitor. I mean, come on. Don't...
The 30 cell phone boy.
The guy with cell phones in his pants. How many do you have?
30.
30?
Yeah.
You know, if those things leak the radiation, they say, can you imagine? He's probably both impotent and shooting blinds.
What, did you ever accidentally butt dial somebody? I bet he's done that a few times.
Hey, he doesn't need a nightlight when he goes to the bathroom.
This is true.
It's glowing already.
Is that your choice?
Sure.
It's going to be mine. 30 cell phones in your pants.
Come on. Snoring guy is just drunk.
Okay.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
8:53.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Ilhan Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Football Films presents It's Groundhog Day. This year, the Super Bowl falls on a special day, and if Punxsutawney Pigskin sees his shadow, there will be six more weeks of winter. This year, the Super Bowl falls on a special day, and if Punxsutawney Pigskin sees his shadow, there will be six more weeks of winter. This year, the Super Bowl falls on a special day, and if Punxsutawney Pigskin sees his shadow, there will be six more weeks of winter, because it's Groundhog Day.
Did you see what they did in there?
Devilishly clever.
I saw what was going on there.
We got a note, health concerns from Diane Smith, who says you need an air purifier in the room. You can get one at Walmart for $40.
Yeah.
Change your pillowcase every day while you were sick. Nature's Way elderberry gummies. I did get some
CBD
stuff.
Wasn't that Elton John song?
Elderberry wine, yeah. Wipe it down every night, yeah. Rosie did do that for us yesterday, though. Wipe your hands every time you blow your nose. We don't have plumbing up here.
Joey, have you been using the spray thing? Have you been spraying? No? Why? Because you already feel like you have something? Yeah, okay.
Diane, thank you for your concern and your advice as well. Well-intended and appreciated. Joining us now from Prattville Farm Center is Eddie, right?
Yes, sir. How are you this morning, gang?
Oh, Eddie, I don't know what you got there. I know we got some of our honey you know, that original local honey.
Yeah, got lots of good local honey ready for those allergies that are going to get flared up here before long.
Oh, I hope they hold off for a while. I'm still waiting for whatever this other thing is to go away.
It won't be long till all these spring weeds and grasses start blooming.
Mm-hmm. Is it my imagination or have the weeds run amok this spring?
They are horrible. We have sold just bunches of stuff for these early weeds on account of all the moisture and the mild weather we've had, and they are taking over this season.
And you also, not of course, you want to get rid of the weeds, but you also want to set your lawn up because it's growing season soon.
Yes, sir.
And what would you put in now to make sure that, A, the weeds are gone, but you've got a nice, rich, lush lawn?
Well, right now, we've got a pre-emerge that we would start recommending here pretty quick. It's called Barricade. It's a pre-emerge herbicide, and it comes with a little fertilizer in it. It's a 5-5-25 fertilizer, which will help build that soil up ready for the growing season.
And let's see, what else do we have? Oh, and some of the things that you can actually plant now?
Well, we've got cabbages and all kinds of greens. You can put your potatoes, English peas, onions, just in any kind of green. You like collards, turnips, all the good stuff for the spring. It's time to go ahead and start getting those things out.
And, of course, at Bradville Farm Center, they have the best value on the freshest and bestest dog food. I even get my shampoo there because they have a tax section, and Mane & Tail is an excellent shampoo.
Yes, sir. Greg, let me mention right quick, too.
Sure.
It's going to be soon to start breaking this ground up, and we just got a fresh load of three-point equipment in, three-point hitch equipment.
Mm-hmm.
We got some rotary cutters, plows, discs, all that stuff just come in. So anybody need any equipment to get that garden broke up or that land bush hogged or whatever, we're ready for you.
They are. It's at Bradville Farm Center. You can look them up on Facebook and go ahead and give us your location and hours.
Yes, sir. We're on South Memorial Drive down in front of Pig Enterprises, just a little south of McDonald's here on the right. We're here from 7 to 6 Monday through Friday, 7 to 2 on Saturday, and we spend time with our families on Sunday.
All right, we really appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg.
Okay, Joey and Eddie are next.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter, every time we say goodbye, goodbye.
You say goodbye, and I say hello.
Hello, I must be going. I must be going.
So long, farewell, our feet are saying goodbye. I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye.